Hey, it's Mike Stott with Your Coaching Matters, and we're going to do a skills call today, although we don't have a whole lot of people on the call, but we'll do the recording. Right now, it's Bev, myself, and somebody else. Who else is on the call? A 256 number, somebody from Alabama somewhere. But if you have any questions or comments regarding this script, we're going to be doing a very, very powerful script on how to handle Will You Cut Your Commission? And I want to start off by saying, this script is not meant for handling the objection that you get over the phone, will you cut your commission? It's too strong, it's too powerful to not be done in person. You want to use this script in person, not over the phone, unless you're very, very, very confident in your abilities to convey the value that you bring to it. I would not use this over the phone. Funny, somebody says, hey, what's your commission percentage? And you say, I generally charge, in my neck of the woods, I charge 3% for getting your home, you know, pre-marketed and then the pictures taken and all the marketing done and put it in the MLS, get it assigned lockbox up, preparing the flyers, the virtual tour, and showing buyers and answering their questions and pre-qualifying the buyers and the agents that they work with. I'm getting the offer in hand, negotiating ferociously on your behalf, getting the offer accepted, and then handling all the inspection issues that may or may not come up, the other negotiations and all the paperwork and the dates and the follow through. And up until that point, I don't charge you anything. And then at closing, when you've netted what you expected to net based upon the offer that you accepted, I would expect 3%. And if they then said, well, will you take less or will you negotiate your commission or, you know, what will you cut your commission? You say, hey, that's a great question. That will be the first thing we talk about when we get together. The reason why I say it that way is oftentimes this was a objection that they watched somebody on TV or they read a book or they had a trusted family member or friend say, ask to cut the commission. And so they've asked, and if you say we're going to discuss it, it may never come up again. In fact, in our experience in working with all of you, is about 60% of the time, they'll ask once, and if you sort of ignore it or say you'll handle it later, it never comes up again because they see how good you are at what you do, and they see how strong you are, and they understand the value that you bring. So please don't just answer it and don't use this script right up front because it is very, very strong. So let's paint the picture. You're there on the listing presentation. You've done a great job. You've bonded. You know you can sell their house. They want to sell. Everything else is a go. They're willing to price it right. They're willing to do whatever it needs to be done on commission, if anything, and they're set. They're ready to go, but they ask you seriously, will you cut your commission? And they've asked it now two or maybe three times. And you know, this is a script that Donna wrote. So if I stumble a little, it's not exactly in my words. And just a word on scripts is, Donna, you know, Your Coaching Matters doesn't believe that you have to have the exact same wording. You don't need to sound like Mike Stott because that's pretty hard to do. I'm awfully loud. I talk with my hands. And I want you to be the best you can be, not to try to mimic anybody else in the real estate industry. Be you. So adapt these words, but listen to the flow and the pattern and the thought process that goes through here. First of all, thank you very much for asking because it gives me the opportunity to show you or for you to see how I get paid. Okay, so first of all, acknowledge and accept and appreciate that they asked the question. Now inside, you ought to be going, hot dog, they asked me an objection. They raised it up because all that objection is an unanswered question that they don't have enough information on and that they're thinking about using you. Because if they didn't ask the question, and they were really concerned about it, they're just going to show you the door and you're going to be out. So your very first thought when you hear, will you cut your commission, is hot dog, not oh God. You want to be hot dog. So will you cut your commission? When you have that hot dog attitude, you're going to be able to say with sincerity, thank you very much for asking, because this is going to allow me the opportunity to show you how I get paid and a little bit of how the real estate business works. You know, many people just go ahead and say yes and just pay the real estate commission and feel like it's a lot of money. Maybe feeling bad about it. Maybe feeling upset and wishing they had asked the question. And they have a total misconception about how the commission actually works and what's paid for. So let's go over that now. And again, thanks for asking. So that's the setup. Thank them, hot dog they asked, and that you're glad they asked because you don't want them feeling bad throughout the transaction or at the end of the transaction. Okay. The commission our brokerage charges is somewhere between 5% and 8%. So use what your brokerage or what you charge. I'm going to use 6% for example purposes only. The commission our brokerage charges is 6%. And this is what happens to the money if and when your property sells. You do realize that you pay nothing until the home sells, right? And that the home won't sell until you've agreed to the contract. And you can use that earlier little speech of all the things that you do to get the home sold. First of all, when your commission is paid, the first thing that happens is the closing company follows instructions from the buyer's brokerage and the selling brokerage as to how much of our commission goes to the cooperating broker, the person who brings the buyer in. In our company, we generally offer 3% to the buyer's broker. We do this via our marketing and through our multiple listing service so that the agents have incentive to bring their buyers to see your home. Now, I might throw in a question here. You know, 3%, when we look at your listings, when we look at the comparables, because you've already gone through the pricing, look, they're offering 3%, 3%, 3%, 2%. Do you think the 2% listing gets shown as often as the 3% listings? Well, I don't know. Does it? And they say, in my experience, generally it doesn't. Okay. 99.9% of buyers pay no commission at all to their agent. This is simply the way the system is set up. It's been set up that way for as long as I've been in real estate before. It is the system that works to get your home sold. In reality, though, the buyers actually pay all the commission, but they pay it through the sales price of the home. You see, if they don't buy a home at a price acceptable to you, including the commission, then there's no commission paid. So technically, they actually pay all the commission, but it's going to be on your side of the closing statement. So let's use our contract as an example. So you might pull out the listing agreement at this time and or a buyer's agreement. We charge 6% and offer 3% to the buyer's agent, who will spend $0 and little time in marketing your home. They don't. They don't spend any time marketing your home because they're working with the buyer. In fact, in most cases, they won't have a relationship, an agency, a fiduciary legal relationship with you at all. We're fortunate if they're a realtor. Now, we say this in Atlanta because 60% of the agents don't belong to the National Association of Realtors or the boards. So it's a challenge here. In Hawaii, virtually everybody did. So we're fortunate if they're a realtor because at least we know they subscribe to the code of ethics that we do. Yet we have no control over who that agent is that's going to be working with the buyer. So our brokerage is left with 3%. Now, 3% of your sales price is going to be, let's say, $250,000, is $7,500. Now, if you work with a national company or a franchise company, you have this next little section, they take 6% off the top. So those of you that are working with REMAX or, you know, Keller Williams or Century 21 or ERA or Coldwell Banker, change your percentage. And this does the national marketing and the national branding, website commercials, and so on. So the remaining 94% of the 3%, I pay my brokerage to belong with them 25 or 30% or 40 or 50 or whatever it is. So if you had actual numbers, I'm sorry I didn't do this beforehand, but if you had a $250,000 sale, you write down $250,000. and then you say times 0.03 is $7,500, and I'd write it down, minus 6%. So $7,500 times 0.06 equals $450. And then I'd minus 30%, $7,500 times 0.3 equals times 0.3 equals 2250. And I use 7,500. I'd show it to them right there. And so after paying my brokerage and my national company, what that leaves me is 7,500 minus 450 minus 2250. I actually do this with them, leaves $4,800. Now, out of the, that's before paying anything else, I pay them to be part of the company, which we'll get to in just a minute. In addition, I pay my share of E&O insurance, which runs about $1,000 a year. So, and with my errors and omission insurance, I keep a $2,500 deductible so that I don't go out of business in case of a lawsuit. Signs are about $150 each, which lasts about two houses if I'm lucky. A super lockbox, which is $150, lasts, you know, three or four listings. I have fact sheets, advertising, professional photography, professional videography. I have an assistant that I, you know, have to divide her time up over the number of sales I have each year. I have gas. I have my car payment. I have my car insurance and many other tools that you'd have to see my business tax returns by Schedule C to get the full picture. And speaking of taxes, of course, I pay the independent contractor rate, 1099. I get 1099, not W-4, as to how I get paid, which means on Social Security, I pay the full 15.3% rather than the 7.65% that I would have with an employer. So my taxes are roughly double what a W-2 or W-4 employee pays. Trust me, when it all boils down, my actual profit on your home is right at about 1%. In fact, I calculated last year is that my typical per listing was about $1,700 in expenses. When I took a listing, between all the things I just mentioned, the signs, the lock boxes, the photography, the gas, the insurance, the errors and omission insurance, when you partitioned it all down, it was about $1,700, which leaves $3,100 as profit for my services on your listing. But it's not really $3,100 because all of that I have to pay taxes on, and that takes away about another third of it. So I have taxes, let's just call it $1,100. So that leaves me about $2,000 real profit when I sell your house. And here's something that most people don't realize, or they don't really understand it, they don't factor it in. If your home doesn't sell, if we price it at too high or the market just starts dropping off, or if you change your mind about selling, most of these expenses will have already been spent out of my and my company's pocket, which means if your home does not sell, we are out of pocket at least the $1,700 that I have in hard costs. Okay? Now, that doesn't happen very often because I'm a really great agent. I'm good at what I do. And, you know, you obviously believe that or you wouldn't be thinking about hiring me. I believe you have a sellable property, and I believe you're serious about selling, or I wouldn't be taking your listing. Doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, who would take on $1,700 in expenses, not counting time and effort, if I didn't think it was sellable? Yet the fact is that part of every profit I do make on a home that sells goes to cover the lost expenses on homes that don't sell. Now, last year, I'm going to use my real numbers, we're looking like we're going to sell about 42 homes, and we're going to not sell two or three. So those two or three, a small portion out of that $2,000, maybe another $150 or $200, has to cover the homes that don't sell. So, you know, that's a very detailed way of showing you the profit that I'm going to net. The profit that I'm going to net is really going to be somewhere between $1,800 and $2,000 when we sell your house. And let's not joke, that's a lot of money. But I'm really good at what I do, and that's fair compensation for my time. So that was a really detailed look and a really detailed way of showing you that I simply can't cut my commission and have any chance of making a profit, you know, being a good business person when I sell your home. I mean, after all, do you want a business person to help you make this business decision? So, and Donna recommends this. I've never tried this, but it sounds very interesting. What we can do instead, if you'd like, is to pay me 1% right now, whether the house sells or not, $2,500. And then you can pay for all the normal expenses associated with it, which I calculated about $1,700. So you can pay me $4,200 now, and then that's going to pay my broker, the cooperating broker, marketing, E&O insurance, and all the proportional amount of the other expenses as they come up. But I've never had a seller take me up on that, since you don't have to pay anything at all if I don't do my job and get your home sold. So you see, I take that gamble on. It's a little bit of a gamble when I list your house for sale. I invest my time, my experience, and my money, real money, hard cash, out of pocket, to help get your home sold. And if it doesn't sell, I don't get paid, and I have to write it off as a loss. If it does sell and close, then I get paid and can reimburse myself for those expenses out of pocket, pay the broker, pay the cooperating broker and national taxes, et cetera, and end up with a profit. So now that you understand clearly how the business of the commissions work, do you want an opportunity to show those buyer's agents out there how serious you are about getting your home sold? Okay. So what I'm going to suggest with this is we can always offer more to the selling office, which is a huge marketing benefit to you when you pay over that 3% we saw was sort of standard. I mean, think about it. If you are a buyer's broker with a qualified client, plenty of down payment, motivated, and you could show three or four houses that are, you know, all kind of going to work for them, which one would you make sure to show? The one that was offering 4% over the five that were offering 3%, or maybe even the one that was offering 4.5% or 5%? You'd make sure you were showing that one, wouldn't you? Yeah, it's just human nature. So which one then would you also be talking up and pointing out the positives on, right? With a bit higher potential profit, I also have more potential income to invest in additional marketing. So which commission did you want to go with today? 6, 7, 8%? Let me know. Okay, so that's the script. We'll be sending you a copy of this with a copy of the notes. But it's important to realize that all of this is done when you're confident in having that discussion. See, I think the real reason why people cut commissions is they're not confident in the value that we bring to it. We're not confident in the value that we bring. One of the real reasons for doing the numbers like this is to get you to figure out what your actual numbers are so that you can have that confident discussion with people. I mean, we could do it the old school way. We used to call this the Mercedes-Benz close. Okay, so you drew a Mercedes-Benz symbol and you wrote, here's the 3% that I make. So you generate there, and you could actually put, you know, if it was $2,500 each, you could do it simply this way, and you're going to see taxes, brokerage, my profit. And you can see the numbers aren't as convincing as the script that Donna wrote for you. But if you have this up, you can see simple. Hey, I'm so glad you asked the question about cutting commission. Of the 6%, 3% goes to the buyer side. And of the 3% we do, roughly 1% goes to the company, roughly 1% goes to taxes, and roughly 1% comes to me, and out of that 1%, I have to pay the hard expenses. And, you know, at least, you know, half of that 1% is going to be taken up in signs, lockboxes, flyers, professional photographer, and all that sort of stuff. So where do you see that I can cut commission? And they might say, well, don't do this. Oh, no, that's too important. You need to do that. This was called the old Mercedes-Benz close. I believe Tommy Hopkins or Floyd Wickman taught it to me, you know, way back in 1980. So that's there. So if you have the confidence, if you understand your numbers, you're able to have this discussion with them as a business person, as a business person. And I would end it with, hey, this is the business side of real estate. Let's talk about the story that we're going to tell the buyers so they'll fall in love with your house emotionally. What are the 10 best things you liked about living here? And you get into that discussion. So we have a few minutes left over. Who has a question or comment or concern or wanted to, you know, chime in on this? I know we have a bunch of people on the call now. Who has a question, comment, or concern? You can put it in the chat if you want. Okay, Vanita, go.
I just did a stat for an agent who has done about almost 90 deals in a year. And his thing is that he lists homes for 1%. So I tracked, I did the statistics for him and I saw how many expired. 12 expired, but they all sold. Actually, he sold 11 of them. It somehow just showed up as expired. And so he's doing a tremendous amount of business, and but he's only charging 1%.
Okay, and so couple of questions. What's his average sales price?
Average sales price is $600,000.
Okay, so that's that's part of it. Is he's making $6,000 a deal rather than $2,200 like we do in Atlanta at 1%. Second is, how many listings a year is he selling?
He took about 69 listings last year.
Okay, and he sold, you said, 64 or 65 of them?
Yeah, he's he started doing this in 2014. He came out of an asset management company that was doing a lot of flips. And
right.
Then he got this, 1% concept from them. And then he sold for 130 homes, roughly. He's got 8 pendings right now.
Right. So he's generated $1 million in the last couple of years, and it's a marketing tool, a ploy. We have somebody here in our local MLS that charges $500, and she sells 1,400 to 1,500 homes a year. And if all we did was really get into the multiple listing service, then I think we have somebody that will do it for $79 now here. So they make money on trying to find the buyer side. And so the question to ask them and the standard is, at this point, hey, you see he's only charging 1%, and that 2%, don't let me fool you, that's not a little bit of money. That's $12,000. That's a lot of money, and I appreciate that. But let me ask you, Vanita, if you look at 100 listings that sold, and 96 of them sold at 3%, and a couple sold at 1%, it's almost as if this person is using that as a ploy to earn business. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes, and so, in a sense, you hire a real estate agent or a business person to negotiate ferociously on your behalf, right?
Yep.
And here's what I'd like to ask you. If he's willing to give away 2% or $12,000 of the money that he would normally earn if he wasn't using this ploy to earn business, what's he going to do with your money in a tough negotiation?
No, I'm not sure, but I looked at his reviews on Zillow, and he's got 30 plus reviews, and it's all really good reviews. All these people love him.
Sure. So what's his list price to sales price ratio? Original list price to sales price ratio versus yours?
Mine is anywhere between a 98 to sometimes 110%.
Right. So if you average 99%, let's just say he averaged 96%.
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that to your benefit?
Oh, I would say that I could actually help you make more money, and the commission you pay me, you'll actually make more money working with me, paying more commission than with someone like him.
Right. And so, I don't know, what did he tell you what his list price to sales price You know, if you can't get that figure, and you know that yours is 98.7%, say, hey, did he tell you what his list price to sales price commission was? And they're going to say, no. And you say, oh. O is a doubt drop in neurolinguistic programming language. You say, oh. You know, the board's average is about 96%. Mine's 98.7%. If he didn't tell you, it's either because he doesn't know his numbers or maybe he's below average. In either case, if he's below average, does it make any sense to list with him to save 2% if that costs you 3%?
Mm-hmm.
Notice what I'm doing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I do a little bit of research on what his original list price to sales price ratio was, and if yours is better, then you can hype that fact. But I will bet you that very rarely do you get in an actual competition with him where they're saying, hey, I want to list with you, but if I don't list with you, I'm going to list with him. And if you go through that discussion, that'll help you beat them. But that's a brilliant question. Thank you for asking, Vanita. Bev asked me to scroll down. Again, you will be getting a copy of this script coming all the way down, but I will scroll down, and I'll scroll down. Who else has a question or comment or concern?
I do have a comment, Mike.
Yes.
He started in 2014, which was our market was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet when the market shifts, he's going to have an awfully difficult time selling homes.
It might. He might. However, that doesn't help you when somebody's thinking about selling now. That just sort of gives you long-term, you know, comfort. So I wouldn't worry about it. You know, here's the truth of the matter is we know that statistically 72% of the sellers who sell interview one agent and one agent only. So only 28% of the time are you ever in any competition whatsoever. So use this script that we're going to send to you again. When you come up with it, have the confidence, and I bet you're going to get better results. So you all go out and have a great day. Have fun. Use it. If you have any other questions, you know, ask your coach or shoot me an email at mike.stott@mac.com. Go get them, guys.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.